like you can't hear me?
Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, I'm gonna call you from my office.
Cut my music. Welcome to another edition of The Outsider. I'm Hills the Best with my co-host, the one and only Mr. President. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting here in Cleveland right now, enjoying this Republican convention right now, ready to talk some Madden football. I'm just so stoked because it's so crazy here. I need some simple stuff in my life right now, because this is very confusing what's going on out here in Cleveland.
Well, we're glad that you're can be able to reach us via telephone, as you're not in the studios with us today. And the intern said they was very happy not to see you. I do not want to discuss why on the air, because I'm pretty sure I know why. So we're going to leave it at that, Fred. But we're glad that you made it there safe and sound.
Well, I just want to say, since you said that, ladies and gentlemen and all my fans, this is not a Roger Ailes situation, so please don't jump to the conclusion. That's not why we're not going to have this conversation. Just some real sensitive stuff, no harassment or anything like that. Everything is clean by the book, but hopefully in a few days I'll be able to share the news with the people.
Okay, we definitely will leave it at PG. Here on the Outsider. Like I said, good afternoon to the upper echelon, our family, our brotherhood, as we're getting closer to week five, as we will post the schedule in about an hour or two of your next opponents. Please get those games in contact. Get in contact with your opponents and we get these games played as we're getting prepared. Less than a month away, Prez, less than a month away from the drop of Madden 17. I know you're very excited. I've talked to you earlier today. What do you want to tell the fans out there about?
I'm very excited about Madden 17. I think, a lot of folks right now are just playing Madden 16 to go through the motions because there's nothing out that really captivates your heart and mind. Let's be honest. So Madden 17 is going to do a little bit something. You're going to be able to focus on the run game a little bit more. You're going to be able to play a little bit better defense. Folks are going to cover the flats. It's just going to be a joy to call a defensive play and folks do what the diagram shows that they're going to do. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. I can agree with you 100%. Just excited to see the new division, the new rivalries, the new location. We've been hearing a lot in the chat, as Prez, I know you're very active in our chat that you've been seeing as well. A lot of guys are very excited and anticipating their new teams, but I hope that they don't get their dreams too high, because there's nothing like drawing number 32 in the draft lottery. Hello, somebody. and you don't even have a choice of the team that you get to pick on in the late 20s. So these guys are in for a rude awakening. They might not get the same team that they had this time, but they might not get the team that they're anticipating on getting. So my guys, my concerns for you guys, well, not concerns, my advice to you guys is just be careful what you ask for. Madden 17 is here, and if you draft number 20 and below, you might not get the team you're looking for. So just beware of that, Fred.
Folks, no, there's about 31 teams that I want to roll with. So I'm pretty cool to go either way, wherever I pick. Just know it really doesn't matter because my pick is going to fall on off the boss. Wherever he goes, there shall I follow, because I will not have a man dirty in my name while I'm sleeping. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody. Now, what if Austin picks after you, Perez? What are you going to do? Are you going to facilitate a trade, the trade back, to make sure you're right behind Austin? How is that going to play out?
If I get picked before Austin, he should be a man and man up and follow me. He knows what it is.
Wow.
You know, but we all understand that Austin is just a big baby. I mean, for those who don't know Austin, you know, he talks a good game, but at the end of the day, he won't be nowhere to be found in Madden 17 because he has been saved by a lot of things this year
that he won't be
that
saved.
He will not
yeah.
be saved. Right. And people are saying, well, what you talking about, preacher? Well, let me give you an example. You won't be ball hawking with the ball hawk on. You won't be heat seeking anymore. So you won't just be making these plays where niggas just soar up out of the air and make plays and you say to yourself, wow, unbelievable. That won't happen. You won't be diving at my feet and make this 20-yard tackle. That's just not going to happen. So the days of your middle linebacker usering skills is really going to be put to the test, Austin.
Wow. So that went from Madden 17 to a direct shot at our good friend, Austin. I'm not going to call him the boss. Austin. His mama named
him
Austin,
I
call him Austin. Oh, wow.
Off the clown. That's what you call him. He's nobody's boss. The only boss that he's doing is just running his mouth.
Wow.
But we won't spend a lot of time on trash
yeah,
today.
We're not exactly. We will not waste
you know,
time
people
alone.
Probably say, I'm pretty sure he's probably saying something to me right now, but I just want to say this to you, Austin. It serves you right when I got my force win, they beat you 66-0 because that's what's going to – that is an indication, that is a preview on what it's going to be when I see you next time. That's just giving you a taste of what it's going to be, boy.
Wow. Let's clean it up on the show. Let's go ahead and take Dallas back just a tad bit as it's getting a little personal here in the studios here. Well, over the phone.
Well, y'all have to excuse me. I'm out in Cleveland right now. This is the kind of environment, so I'm just feeding off my environment right now. So, I want to apologize. This is just the atmosphere that I'm in, making me feel that I need to attack folks. Let me calm down and let me be a uniter and not a divider. Hello, somebody.
There you go, Fred. We love to see that type of energy out of you, and I see that UPT and KT have kicked off. Mexico City and Carolina has kicked off. They are currently in the first quarter. So we'll keep you updated with that on the live show. With that being said, let's talk about the Panthers at the segue if people don't understand the business. Let's talk about the Panthers in the news and today the upper echelon. Austin, we will not be taking your call anytime soon. You'll be waiting for another 5 minutes. Sir, sorry about that. I see him on hold, but we want to definitely get into this first before we get into the boss. Feel like it's about him. Bengals and Panthers, they have made a trade and it has been approved. Rashad Lewis, the stud receiver for the Bengals, who had 1,700 yards past two seasons, and cornerback Lendrick Hammond, who is a very young stud, will go to the Carolina Panthers and return Odell Beckham, Michael Washington, and Miles Porter. Prez, we both talked about this off air. We don't like the move. Prez, tell me why.
Well, listen, you know, let me start by this. If folks want to make dumb deals. The points add up, and you've been around long enough, and we know you're not going nowhere, and that's what you want to do with your time. More power to you. But with that being said, it was a dumb deal because Rashard Lewis was a top three pick in the draft. He was dynamic. Now, maybe, just maybe, that's what you call him, Ditto. But Ditto,
yeah.
Okay, but Ditto, I'm going to call him Ditto too because he doesn't get to get his name because he did something just foolish. You give a cornerback up with a 95 speed, 80-something man, an 80-something zone, to get Odell Beckham, who's about to expire. Hello, somebody. I understand this is the last season, but he's not doing anything that Rashard Lewis couldn't do for you. That corner, you got another corner who's not even as good as the corner you gave up. So I asked myself, what was this about? But what it is a lot of these guys, they don't I call him by what his mama call him, not just what Orlando does, right? A lot of guys don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. And it's clear and it's evident that when you told me this trade about an hour ago, I laughed because if that's the case, I would have tried to do everything in my power to get Rashard Lewis. I had some bums on my team who was over the hill that I could have sent his way. I just wish they would have came to me first.
Oh, wow, exactly. To look at his attributes, he is 87 man, 86 zone, 95 speed, 90 acceleration. He is a stud young corner that will give dividends and pay dividends to the Carolina Panthers right away. Rashard Lewis is one of the fastest playmakers, and he's just not fast. He runs good routes. He catches the football. He's had pretty good stats his first few seasons. It seemed like he was making good strides in this offense. He had 2,000 yards his first season in the league, 2,100 yards, 20 touchdowns. Last season he had close to 1,400 yards, 10 touchdowns. Production went down a little bit, but that's going to come when you have that spectacular rookie season that he has. You get more attention to you, and the ball has to move around. He also didn't like being Travis in the offense. They ran, so they went out and got another quarterback for him, and to get another quarterback praise and then all of a sudden trade away this dynamic receiver for Odell Beckham, which I'm not saying Odell Beckham is he's finished, he's trash, but Odell Beckham is not fast as he was. And I'm not talking about speed, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about getting out of his cut quick as he used to be. He's not a big guy. He's 5'11", he's 198. He's not going to get off the press as quickly as he used to. He's not as strong as he used to be. So it's a lot of things that play into that, that I'm not quite sure the deal was done. It seems like he was pressing in Cincinnati. They're pressing. They're starting off slow. They're trying to make splashes. They're trying to sell tickets. Like I said during the draft, if you got to catch my draft show, that when they drafted Perry, Perry was a pick not because he was better than Ben Travis, but he would put butts in seats. And Odell Beckham Jr. will put butts in seats in Cincinnati. Since they're not winning, at least make some money. So I commend him for being a businessman. Quickly, Perez, once again, we'll let Austin get in.
Oh, my God. The reason why the Bengals will never be successful and they could trade for John Madden team, this man has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 left tackles on this team, okay? 7. So, but he also has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So he has 7 receivers, so he felt that he needed to part with his best receiver to get Odell Beckham because what it will do is if he gets some force wins, he'll have a higher overall. Maybe he have a better chance of winning.
Maybe that's his
thought process. I don't know. But like I said,
I
commend you guys. I want to commend the committee for not getting in the way of this stupid trade and letting folks do what they felt that they wanted to do. I take my hat off to you, to the committee. You guys are evolving into something great again. I don't know if you heard Donald Trump, "Let's make America great again," but to be able to to allow that, I like I said, I commend you because that's what he wanted, and you was able to grant him what he wanted, regardless what it does for his team, if it helps him win. I appreciate it, and I'm pretty sure I can speak for a lot of folks, appreciate the government not getting in the way. Hello, somebody. I'm in Cleveland.
Hello. Speaking of Cleveland, we got a shout-out for one of our new guys in the league, the new Cleveland Browns owner, said he wants to be talked about Prez. Prez, he is currently 3-1. His only defeat was to yours truly, the Titans, and Titans is Tennessee. I'm going to do what I do best. Prez, we're going to quickly jump to these segues because Austin, he is on the phone line. We don't want to hold him up. I had a quick segment that I would like to do, and we're going to quickly do this. Prez, we're going to talk about hire or fire, keep or trash. We have some franchises that are going down the toilet, Prez, and you catch on fast with everything that I do. So we're just going to roll with it, my brother. All right, we're going to go quickly with this. Like I said, we're going to look in the NFC side of things. And we're not going to pick on the guys that's been trash for a while. We're not going to go there. We're going to go with some guys that's in the middle of the pack and that seem not to be going anywhere. The Philadelphia
Kings of the Jungle, you safe right now, Kings of the Jungle. You safe. You won't be talking about Kings of the Jungle.
The Ray Smooth of the Philadelphia Eagles, he is currently 2-2, lost his last game. He has the reigning MVP in Tanner Woods of UE, and his team has not taken that step, Fred. There's been rumors swirling around that he will be fired by the end of tonight with the event. Prez, would you put a guy that has been to the NFC Championship game with the Philadelphia Eagles, beat KT in the playoffs 3 seasons ago, it seems like a lifetime ago, no rings to show for it, he hadn't gotten out the first round the last 2 seasons, the rumor is he will be fired tonight. Prez, do the Philadelphia Eagles keep or trash Ray Smooth by the end of the event?
He will stay. He had a small brain fart against Clemmy when Clemmy put the work to him, and I think it really woke him up. Sometimes you got to go to the low before you can reach the high. I think this might be the year where he turns it around in the last season because he has a lot of pride, and he does not like the fact that he has not won a championship from the 305. He brought these fellas in, and
yep.
He was not the first in the 305 to win a ring. It was Squid, a 16-year-old kid, and I'm pretty sure that stings.
Yeah, it does, and I agree. I don't view games. He lost to Austin the last game. That was a bad loss, in my opinion. I thought he's clearly a better player than Austin. Ray he's fell off. I think he will be fine. He got his best friend Will up next. He got Tristan. He got KT and DJ in week 7, week 8. But as far as his schedule being tough, I see he played you week 16. That should be an interesting matchup as well. I think
we
Smooth will
be
fine. I think he'll win the division.
Yeah, we'll be resting.
I think that'll be. I think it'll be interesting. I think he will be fine. I think he'll still win the NFC East. The NFC East, the only team that's really playing any good football right now, consistent football, is Clemmy, and we know how Clemmy does towards the end of the season. He kind of tails off, even though he's 3-1. He tails off, and he plays you week 5. We're not going to get into that. But I think Smooth will be fine, just fine, towards the end of the season. Let's go to our next guy, keep or trash. The Seattle Seahawks, and I know a lot of people are wondering, why am I talking about the Seahawks? They're 3-1. And I'm going to tell you why. This guy was in the NFC Championship game for the first three playoff runs. He was in the NFC Championship game, just plays away from beating KT, knocking on the door from being elite 3 seasons. He hasn't won a playoff game. And 4 seasons ago, he didn't even make it all together. Rumors are that the fans are sick and tired of the trap guy, Mr. Trap. They're tired of him in Seattle. They got KT coming up. If he doesn't win that game, rumors have it during the bye week, they're going to evaluate his status with the team. Do they keep or trash Trap Boy in Seattle?
From my sources telling me they're going to trash Trap, and because they want to move in a new direction. They're tired of the trap. They actually want to go to a community. They actually don't want to be in the trap anymore. They actually want to tear down that wall and embrace the community of Seattle. So if he does not beat the Panthers this game, all the talk in the world will no longer save his job. He will be trash.
Well, and I agree. I think it's time to move on with a different direction, take a breath of fresh air. He was dynamic the first three seasons, and it's just he hasn't got it done. And it's sad because Trapp was so promising. He looked like he was KT's, the guy that could dethrone KT and give him a fight, and we just think that hasn't been the case. So it's time to trash, take out the trash. Trapp is a good guy. He'll land on his feet somewhere, maybe even Los Angeles with the Raiders. They have a lot of talent, and they would love to bring in a big-name coach like Trapp. Let's hear him and take Austin call real quick. He's doing his thing, prayers. I'm going to let you two guys go at it for about a minute or two, and we're going to get right back into our segment. We got 10 minutes left here on The Outsiders. Austin, you're on the phone with Fred. You and him hash it out real quick.
I just want to say, what's up, fellas? Prez.
What's going on, brother?
I'm just chilling. What's going on?
Austin, I have a question for you. Since you're live on the air and I have not had an opportunity to have this conversation with you, since week two, has Reedy learned to stay on sides?
That's real funny because he hasn't. I actually got three last game against Ray.
Wow.
And Squid didn't win the first Super Bowl in the 305, but it was in an NGZ that have about 10 users playing right now, maybe more.
Oh,
and so,
please, don't.
He did it, but he took that team had a first overall pick the year before, and he took them to the Super Bowl and won. So I give him props for that. But if he's not doing it over here or in earlier in the year in NGZ, then it doesn't count. And
that is wrong, what you did.
I deserve to win the game versus Ray because I had more points than him. So you guys are going to learn to respect my name, all right? Prez, too. Prez, I give you the work every time we play. Just know that. Without Spencer, you are nothing. That's why you have a top 10 pick, if not top 5, in NGZ every season. You had to
Hold on, you're going to get a fine on the show by using those three letters. Prez, try to stop you from before. Please don't use those letters.
Listen. First off, you said such a mouthful. I don't know where to respond. But speaking of that other league that you speak of, yes, my picks may be high over there, but you know, like I know, I told you weeks ago that I'm not into the everyday right now. It's hard for me to do everything.
It's hard for me.
Hold on. I'll let you talk. Now you're going to let me finish. That's how this works. Okay, so that has no bearing over here. Over here in 2016, you beat me twice, homeboy. Twice. My apologies. You beat me three times in 2016. And please take the time to go to Daddy League, and you can go look it up for yourself. I did. I own you. I own the series, okay? So that's there, okay? And last I checked, you have the same many Super Bowls that I have. Zero. Appearances don't do you anything. See, close is only good in horseshoes and hand grenades, and you're playing Madden, so you need to win. So all that other stuff that you're talking, yeah, you beat the chest, yeah, you beat Ray, yeah. But at the end of the day, I will have a Super Bowl, whether it's this year or next year, before you ever get one, and you can believe that.
You're trash. Straight trash.
That's great. You know, hey,
that's why I make it farther than you every single season. You're in my division. I win more divisions than you. I win the division more times than you. I make it farther than you. You're just trash.
Like I said. People want to knock Spencer, but when I didn't have Spencer, we won the playoff game. We got to the playoffs. So let's not get it twisted, because I can't help that's who's on my team. Now I'm being attacked because I have the greatest wide receiver of all time. That's not my fault.
Let me tell you something. You could pick the play, and as long as you know what route he's running, you can close your eyes and complete the pass. That's just how the league works, how the player is, and he fits perfect.
No, what it is is I will no longer be bullied by the quarter. Okay? That's what I'm telling you. I will no longer be bullied by folks wanting to stop Spencer on every play. You will pay. You line up in the quarter, you drop people back, you will pay in many ways, and Spencer's still going to get his. So at the end of the day, you can go look it up. Spencer has, at least since he's been in the league and since I played you, Spencer has about 60 of his touchdowns on you. So you can spend it how you want to spend it.
60 touchdowns on me, yeah, right. You're trash.
So he averages about 3 to 4 touchdowns a game against you. Wins or losses, we average about 3 or 4.
Great. I would admit that Spencer is the best player I've ever seen in Madden. I would admit that. But you, overall, are trash. And that's why playoff record speaks for itself. The AFC championships speak for themselves. And if there wasn't
let's be honest. Before you get crazy, you can't even count the first playoff run because you cheated, okay? You should have been suspended and not even played that game. Just let me finish. I'm going to let you talk. Just like you should have been suspended in the other league for breaking the rule, but they wind up suspending you week one instead of suspending you the next playoff game. You get saved a lot because you cried a blind girl who don't know nothing when you know everything, right? So that first one don't count. The second one the second one that you went to, Hills didn't play. And if you want to knock NGZ for saying that nobody played and knock Squid, well, nobody really played in this league. They took last season off. So what's your point?
No, all right, well, first, damn, what was the first thing you said?
Yeah, I figured that. That's what I figured. Go ahead. Recalibrate.
I forgot what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
See what
rules did I break? What rules did I break?
Let me ask you a question. We're not going to harp on the rule breaking. We all understand you were suspended for the first 3 games that following season, so we don't need to harp on whether or not
first
there was rules, but you were suspended.
First 2 games,
right,
and
so.
it wasn't anything major. I'm not going to go into detail because we don't have that much time, but.
But once again, you don't get
way
it.
More
a rule is a rule. There's no hierarchy in the rules. If you break a rule, it has the same value as all the other ones, right? There's no more of an important rule, so you got to get that through your head. Right, so a rule is a rule. There's no value on it. If you break one, whether it's the most stupidest rule, you still broke it. So don't get it twisted. See what I'm saying? So you have a different way of thinking.
But you don't get it twisted.
Y'all got about 45 seconds.
This conversation is over because I want to tell the whole world. If homeboy show up to my house next Friday, we going to put the gloves on, we going to record it, and I'm going to bust his ass, and we going to end all of this. You hear me? You know exactly what I'm talking about. You have my address. You know how to get here. You was just sitting in my living room.
You better burn those gloves. You don't want it.
Listen. We going to put it on you, E. I'm a little worried in this time and age. I'm a black man about to beat the shit out of this white boy. I might get in trouble. I'm nervous. I might get shot. Okay? But that's the risk I'm going to take when I give you these hands. You hear me? That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
You got 10 seconds, brother. What you want to say to close the show out, man?
He better burn those gloves because he don't want it. That's all.
All right, man. We'll get in touch with you next time, brother. That does it for me. In prayer's sake, our guest, Austin, for calling in on the show. The Outsiders will be back again this weekend to keep you updated with what's going on in the league. It's all about the UE. We're about to go. We're out.
I'm going to beat him down.
let me go and get ready, man. I'll hit you later on, brother.
All right, bro.
All right, yeah.